Welcome to the Social Profit Podcast, the podcast for busy entrepreneurs and business owners who want to maximize their profit using proven-to-work social media and digital marketing strategies. And now, your host, Hussam Dawed.
Hello, everybody. This is Hussam from HQSocialMedia.com, and you're listening to the Social Profit Podcast, the podcast where I answer your most pressing questions on social media marketing, digital marketing, and online business. To submit your question, just head over to hqsocialmedia.com/question. So, today's question comes from Richard, and he asks, how does a senior citizen, overwhelmed with the social networks, bring some form of automation to the frenzied interrelationship of the email, Twitter, Facebook, blog, etc.? Well, that is a great question, and I completely understand your pain, Richard. I can assure you that everyone is overwhelmed by today's technology, and since social media and digital marketing in general rely heavily on technology, it's really hard to keep up with all the updates, all the trends, tactics, and new technologies as well. I mean, today you could hear that Twitter has changed their profile design. The next day, Facebook is changing their advertising dashboard. The next week, LinkedIn is introducing a new blogging platform for businesses. I mean, how can you not be overwhelmed by all of this? You probably know this, but blogging alone is a full-time job, let alone having to post updates on your social profiles every single day, in addition to, of course, creating newsletters, lead magnets, landing pages, responding to email, and the list goes on and on and on. However, the great news is that there is a solution to this overwhelm. Really, you ask? Yes, really. And it is one of the simplest solutions that we always seem to miss. It's just using the Pareto principle in your business. Also called the 80-20 rule, it simply states that 80% of the effects come from only 20% of the causes. There is a common rule in business that I'm sure you heard of, which suggests that 80% of the sales come only from 20% of clients. The same thing really applies to social media. 80% of the results come only from 20% of the effort. The reason many businesses get overwhelmed is that they focus on too many things that have no effect on their bottom line. Here's an example. Let's say that you're a health coach who's providing consulting services to clients. Let's also assume that you work 8 hours per day doing all various tasks from, you know, creating content, promoting your business on social media, guest blogging, etc. What that basically means is that only 20% of those actions you take every day are responsible for 80% of the income. In other words, roughly 80% of your effort is a waste of time. Imagine how much your business will improve if you devote the time you spend on those 80% ineffective actions to those 20% effective ones. A common mistake business owners make all the time is spreading themselves too thin by focusing on too many things. Many hear that social media is great, so they go and create an account on every social network they know about. They hear that blogging is great, so they go and start creating a ton of content. They also hear that email marketing does wonders, so they go and create heaps of content for their email campaigns as well. Several months down the road, with tons of wasted resources and nothing to show for it, they feel overwhelmed and they're ready to quit this whole thing called digital marketing. So, if your business objective is to generate more leads, then focus most of your efforts on meeting that objective. Don't let anyone distract you from your goals. Only make sure you dedicate a little bit of effort into exploring new platforms and tactics so you can always find new effective ways to meeting your business objectives. So, that being said, let's see how we can bring some form of automation to our digital marketing efforts. there is a set of very powerful social media tools that you can use to automate your marketing, some of which Buffer app, for example. This is a huge time saver for me personally, as well as for all of my clients. They have a browser extension that you can install to instantly post your social media updates. What makes this platform great isn't actually its scheduling capabilities, because there are tons of other platforms that can do that. It's actually the simplicity of the platform that makes it unique. When you schedule your post via Buffer app, for example, you don't actually have to specify when to post each time you're about to tweet something. You only have to specify the times once and never worry about them again. When you tweet something, for example, the update goes into the queue, so it gets posted at those pre-specified times. How do you specify those optimal times when you should be, you know, posting to your social platforms so you can get the best results? Well, there is another great tool by Moz called Follower Wonk that you can use to determine the best times to post on your social profiles. Once that is done, you can easily, with a click of a button, export those times to Buffer and you're good to go. This will save you tons of time having to manually schedule each update every time you have something to share. For more details on this, as well as all the links I mentioned in this episode, just go to hqsocialmedia.com/episode2. The second tool that you can use to automate not only your social media marketing, but practically anything digital, is called IFTTT, basically stands for If This, Then That. This tool is hands down one of the most powerful tools I use to run my business today. It has thousands of pre-programmed recipes that you can use to automate everything online. Here are some examples of its use. If I publish a new article, automatically post it to my Twitter account, or if a particular blog publishes a new article, send me an email or a text message. Or, if it's going to rain tomorrow, send me a notification. So the use of this app is literally limitless. The great thing about this app is that if you don't find a particular recipe in their library, which has thousands of recipes, you can easily create any recipe you need in a matter of minutes. Okay, so another similar tool to IFTTT is called Zapier. Their mission statement is automate the web, and that's exactly what they do. These tools alone will save you tons of time and effort. Again, for the show notes of this episode, just head over to hqsocialmedia.com/episode2. So, another great tool you can use to automate your social media posting is called Delivrit, DLVR.IT. So, what this tool does is basically updating all of your social profiles automatically each time you publish something on your blog. This includes your Twitter profiles, your Facebook personal profile and business page, Facebook groups, LinkedIn profiles, company pages and groups, Google Plus pages, Tumblr, Delicious, and a bunch of other services as well. Another great tool that you can use if you're promoting your business via Facebook is called Post Planner. What this brilliant platform allows you to do is find viral and trendy content in your industry so you can share it on your Facebook page. The Post Planner folks state that you're going to save 2 hours each and every day if you heavily use Facebook to promote your business. John Hayden, the author of Facebook Marketing for Dummies, calls it the aspirin for your Facebook marketing pain, and it truly is. They also have a status ideas engine, which basically gives you proven work Facebook status updates that you can post to get more likes, shares, comments, and clicks. So I'll just let you explore the tool yourself, okay? Now that we covered how you can automate some of your some of the time-consuming social media marketing tasks, let's talk about how you can save time on email. I know for a fact that email is a nightmare for many business owners. You know, as much as it helps you bring more revenue for your business, it could literally consume your life. However, not if you apply the 80-20 rule, which we talked about earlier. If you can identify the 20% of email tasks that bring 80% of the results, email will stop being such a time-consuming medium and starts becoming a bottom-line contributor. If only two newsletters, for example, are helping you achieve your specific business goals, then why would you stay subscribed to 10 others who are probably distracting you and wasting your time? The key here is to focus, or, you know, is to only focus on tasks that are helping you achieve your business goals, whether it's getting more clients, providing exceptional customer service, or partnering with the influencers in your market, okay? There is also a system developed by Merlin Mann, which helps you reduce the time you spend reading and responding to emails. You'll find everything about this system in the show notes of this episode at hqsocialmedia.com/episode2. Also, if you use email marketing to promote your business, then there's a set of tools that can help you save tons of time and effort. I, for example, use AWeber. And it has several automation features, such as automatically emailing your lists each time you update your blog, or setting up an email autoresponder sequence that you can can nurture your leads without you having to do anything besides writing and scheduling emails upfront. If you're looking for a more advanced automation functionality, then you can use tools like Infusionsoft, which basically lets you automate a large set of time-consuming tasks and, of course, helps you convert more prospects into paying customers. So there you have it, a set of tools and tactics that will help you save lots of time and effort promoting your business. One thing to keep in mind is to always focus on the things that are helping you achieve your business goals. If you keep that in mind, none of the resources will be wasted. So that being said, thank you, Richard, for submitting your question. Also, many thanks to you for listening to this show. If you have any questions you want answered in future podcast episodes, just head over to hqsocialmedia.com/question and submit it there. Also, if you like this podcast show, then make sure you subscribe either to my blog or iTunes. If you want to support this show and help it grow, then please go to hqsocialmedia.com/iTunes and leave your rating and review there. I would really appreciate it. So thank you very much for tuning in today. See you in the next episode. Take care.